Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamech Chesem Meseches Bavakama, 1429th daf in Shas. Today's daf is an important daf on a few different levels. Number one, today's daf is going to discuss the interpersonal relationships between Jews and Gentiles. The Gemara is also going to discuss different phenomenon of Goyim that decide to take halacha upon themselves, different halachos upon themselves, and the Gemara is going to introduce a few very important Agadic rules. For example, the Agadic rule, which is deeply rooted in Halacha as well, of Godol HaMitzuvah V'Olsa Mimisha Eina Mitzuvah V'Olsa, appears on Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches. We're also going to have important Agadita about Moav and its relationship with the Jewish people, as well as the story of Lot and his daughters, and even the small good things that a person does amongst bad things. Particularly, the Gemara is going to discuss one of Lot's daughters. That's all part of the Agadita on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, about this fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mikapeach Schar Kol Beria. Every person gets the reward that they deserve, and Chas V'Chalila, the punishment they deserve, even if overall their picture was overall bad, or vice versa, overall good. Finally, the Gemara is going to introduce us to Kusim and a Machlokis Tanoim, where the Kusim described in Sefer Melachim were Geirei Emes or Geirei Arayos, and that's how our daf is going to conclude. So a lot about Jews and Gentiles. Says the Gemara on the top of Lamech Ches Amud Aleph that we had learned Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Knani Potter, that the halacha is that even though a Knani that gores a Shor Shel Yisrael has to pay Nezek Shalim, that appeared on the Mishnah on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the inverse is that a Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Knani is Potter. Asks the Gemara three lines on top, Amri Mamanavshach Ireu Dafka De Knani, if when the Torah HaKadosha tells us that Shorei Eyu, and we had in the Mishnah the Chazal Darshan specifically that of your friend, it doesn't mean to preclude that Gentiles are not Rei Eyu. Even Hegdish is also not Rei Eyu. In other words, Rei Eyu means specifically the Shor of another Jew. It's not stereotyped that against Gentile. So it's just that it's Rei Eyu. It doesn't qualify as Rei Eyu. Says the Gemara, Rei Eyu Dafka the Knani. If that would be so, then if a Gentile gores a Jew, you should also be potter. What's the double standard? V'reu lav dafkin. If you're going to say is lav dafkin, so then if a Jew gores that of a Knani, he should be chayiv. So says Rebbe, the Gemara two terutzim. One's going to be Rebbe Avo, who's going to bring one source, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to echo Rabbi Avo's idea with a different source. Amar Avo, Amar Kra. Amad vayimoded aretz. Ra v'yeser goyim. The pasuk describes in Habakkuk how HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed the Gentiles. Now that I look at the pasuk in the appropriate place with nekudos, the correct pronunciation is Amad vayimoded aretz ra vayater goyim vayispoitzu hare ad sheichu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispersed the Gentiles, but the Lashon of Vayater seems to permit something. What is it coming to permit? Again, the literal pasuk is the dispersion of the Gentiles, the Gentile nations. So says Rabbi Avohu, Ra sheva mitzvah shekibla lehem b'nei Noach. B'nei Noach accepted seven mitzvahs upon themselves at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Kivun Shalokimu, but just like when we don't do the mitzvos, we get punished, so too, B'nai Noach as well, when they don't do their mitzvos, they're also punished. Kivun Shalokimu, they didn't fulfill them, Amad V'hitir Mamonim L'Yisrael. So then, their money, Tosis adds, it sounds like specifically, Shar Shenogach was made mutter to Klal Yisrael, because Gezel Knani is also, according to many opinions, Tosis points out that he's convinced that this pasuk is coming to say that only the case of Shar, then the Jew doesn't have to pay back if his animal gores that of a Knani, But it doesn't mean to say that Gezel Knani is mutter, to the point that Tos says he doesn't understand, according to Man Domar, Gezel Knani is permissible. Either way, so this is a special Gzeres HaKosov as an onesh for the Bnei Noach not fulfilling Shev Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yechon Omer Mehocha, Yifia Meharparan, that the Torah describes in Zos HaBracha, Ophia Meharparan, Vassar Miravas Kodesh, Miparan Ophia Memonam LiYisrael. Now, Harparan is referring to Kabbalah's HaTorah. The Lashon Ophia, Rashi explains, is to reveal. What did he reveal? Ophia Memonam LiYisrael, he revealed the money of the Gentiles to Yisrael. As a consequence, Rashi learns, for them not being mekabel the Torah. In other words, they get punished and Klal Yisrael gets rewarded. In what way? That a shor, Knani, Shenoach Yisrael has to pay. Shor Yisrael, Shenoach Yisrael, Knani does not have to pay. The Gemara now quotes a brisa that supports what we had just learned. Tanya Nami Yochi, Shor Yisrael, Shenoach Yisrael, Knani, Potter, first wide line, Lamaches Amin Aleph. Shor shel knani shenogach shol shor Yisrael bein tam bein mod mishalim nezek shalim. So the Reisha says that if a ox of a Jew gores of a knani, he's potter, and vice versa, a knani that gores of Yisrael, he pays nezek shalim. Shenemar, and we quote the pasuk Rabbi Avo had mentioned. Amod vayimodeid aretz, amad vayimodeid aretz, ro vayater goyim. And then we quote the pasuk of Rabbi Yechner, Hifia Mehar Parat. My Voimer, why do we quote that second pasuk? One suggestion is that we need that pasuk for a different limuk. What they had taught, which the Gemara will spell out in a moment. Tashma, so we need the other pasuk, Hifia Mehar Parat, Mi Parat, Hifia Mamonam Li Yisrael, like Rabbi Yechner taught that. The moment that the Umos had relinquished their desire for the moral code of Torah, so their mama was Mutter Yisrael. Maider of Masna, when we said, I might have thought you needed for Rav Masna, what's that referring to? Damar of Masna, Amod Vayimod De Doritz Ra V'yater Goyim Ma Ra, what? Do you see? Ra Sheva Mitzvahs Shin Stavalein B'nei Noach V'loi Kimot. They didn't fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs, the children of Noach. Amad v'higla osam me'alad masam. As a simple pshat, one could argue in Habakkuk, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled the Goyim because they didn't fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs. However, Chazal went further. As Rabbi Avohu taught, Umay mashma dahay vayater lushna degluyehu. And how do we learn that from the word vayater means something more, that he revealed that he was matir mamonam shel goyim, and not simply that he spread them out. Ksiv hocha vayater goyim, because here the pasuk in Habakkuk says vayater goyim. Ksiv hosam, and the pasuk also says linaser bohen al haaretz, in regards to in Vayikra Yud Aleph, a sheretz ha'of is described that he has legs to swarm the land. Umitargim, and the Unklus translates it lekapotza b'hen ala ara, that lenater means to jump and to remove themselves from the land. They have the ability to jump. So the Gemara has done is it's showing that the word vayater, unlike the lashon of to make mutter their money, but it's lishna de igluye. Lishna de igluye, it seems now to me a little bit different than what I had said a moment ago. Lishna de igluye is to go into galus, and that's how Rav Masna had learned. In contrast to how Rabbi Avohu had learned, who had said that meant to make the money mutter. So let's go back and read the Gemara slightly differently than we read the first time. Umay mashma dahay vayater lishna de igluye. And why would Rav Masna give a different limud than Rabbi Avo that means to go into galus? Haksiv hocha vayater goyim, ksiv hosan lanater ben aretz, it means to jump around. Umetargim lekafza ben alar means to go into galus. And that's why Rav Masna had a different reading than Rabbi Avo. Maidu Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef also had a different reading. Damar Rabbi Yosef Amad Vayimod Edarts Ra Ma Ra Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noach V'lo Kimam Amad V'Yitiran Lahem. Rabbi Yosef says something fascinating. When he saw that the goyim weren't keeping the shev mitzvahs nayach, then he made a mutter milashon lahatir. He made not the mamo mutter, as Rabbi Avoa learned, but he made the whole business mutter. He was matir the shev mitzvahs. Asks the Gemara, that's what happened. They didn't keep the mitzvahs, and then they made it mutter. Itgure itgar, you're going to reward them. Tagar is a reward. Imke matzinu chote niskar. So then the sinner has now become rewarded because they didn't keep the Shem Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, so they're no longer bound by it. Amar married Bered Ravina Loimar Shafilu Mekaymen Osam Emekaymen Olayim Schar. No. Ultimately they lose because now if they fulfill the Shem Mitzvah's B'nai Noach, they won't get the Schar. Va'atanya says the Gemara, but didn't we learn Rav Meir Am Nain Shafilu Nochri Vaisib Keterah Shuhu Kikoyin Gadol. Rabbi Meir taught that there is a tremendous madrega of a goy who's osek b'torah, that he's considered like a kohen gadol. Talmud lomar ashayasa osam ha'adam v'chay bohem. The pasuk says, in regards to Torah, that you should live by it. Ashayasa osam ha'adam. Kohanim levim v'lisraim lo nemar el adam. It says in regards to an adam, just a regular Adam. Halamata shafilu nachri vaisip getayra harei hu kekain gadol. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean that they don't get schar? We consider him a guy who's also getayra as if he's a kain gadol. Says the Gemara, amri emekam lele schar kimitzu va'osa. You're right, he won't get the schar like you and I. You have a chiyuv to learn daf yomi, or whatever. We all have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. However, we're supposed to do it. El kamisha ain't a mitzvah v'osa, but he would get schar. The guy who's osa v'gitara is an ain't mitzvah v'osa. Dam Rav Chanina, gadol mitzvah v'osa, yoser mimisha ain't a mitzvah v'osa. So the Gemara says it's true that they know they lost the great reward of keeping it as a mitzvah v'osa. However, they would still get reward as someone who is not mitzvah v'osa. There is an important tosis over here that there are times that Chazal assume that Adam refers to a Gentile as well, and times that, like in our Gemara, in the Pasuk, Ashiyasa Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bohem, and there are times that we say that Adam refers specifically to a Yisrael. As the Gemara says, Ein Kivrei Akum Metamim Ba'oyel, because Atem Kruim Adam Ve'ein Ovde Kochavim Kruim Adam. That's Tosis' Kasha in the Maramaskel Ella, to which Tosis develops that it depends on whether it says Adam or Ha-Adam. That if it says Adam, so then that refers specifically to a Jew. Ha-Adam refers to any human being, because we all descend from the Adam, the original Adam, both Jews and Gentiles. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita told us, explained that Adam is someone who makes himself into a person. And that, Torah, is the ideal fashion, which is given specifically to Yisrael as a mitzvah. So that is a tzivui va'osa, based on our Gemara, we could add that we're mitzvah to make ourselves into an Adam. So the higher madrega is an Adam. Ha-Adam just refers to the Adam. The Adam, and all humanity comes from the Adam. Adam Arishon. However, Harishon. However, Adam is the status of taking oneself and making one into a mensch. And that is the ideal of Torah. Now, in regards to Jews learning Torah, so, and Goyim learning Torah, the Gemara tells us a very important agadita. Tanu Rabbanan kvar shilchu malchei Romi. This is a Gemara that is important on many, many different levels. Originally it said Romi Harasha. The evil Roman Empire was censored, it would seem. Shnei Sarditos, they sent two officers, Eitzel Chachma Yisrael, Limdunu Torah Seichem, teach us your Torah, Kiru Vishanu Vishilshu. And they learned with them. And what happened, B'shas Pitirasim, when they left, Amalem Dikdaknu B'chol Torah Seichem V'emesu. We looked into your Torah, and it is emes. They asked the same question that our Gemara had asked earlier. Why is there a difference? I could accept if you say that's Re'eyu. Notice they didn't have a problem with the particularity of the Jewish people, being Re'eyu, specifically referring to a Jewish people, Ireo Dafka, then that would be fine. Afil Diknani Kinag to Yisrael Lipater, then if that of a Goy Gore to Yisrael, then it should be Potter. Re'eyu Lavdak, Afil Yisrael Kinagach Diknani Lechayiv. So they didn't understand what the dichotomy was, and therefore they said they were going to rattle on our people that we were anti-Gentile. V'davar zeh, we could, but ein anu modina osa l'malchus. We're not going to inform on you because we see how beautiful the Torah is. This Gemara is fascinating, at the same time perplexing on a few different levels. Number one, Taisus and Maschil Kuro asks at the end of the day, towards the bottom, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, Hamlame Torah la'ovik ucholim oivir ba'asei demagi dvar v'liyakov. Chazal Darshan, from the Pasuk in Tehillim, that Torah is supposed to be passed on from Rebbe to Talmud of Jews, father to son of Jews, and one is not allowed to teach Torah to Goyim. So how could it be that they taught Torah to Goyim? And we could expand on Tosis's question, which Tosis will not address, and that is that the Chazal looked at positively, we just learned previously in the Gemara, of a Goy who's Osek B'Torah Harehu Kikoin Godol. So it would seem that Tosis gives two answers. Number one is that the Jews in this case were forced, and they were stuck in a position. We're going to see that there are times that if they're forced by a Malchus Harisha, as Tosis learns in other places, that this was a terrible decree and a terrible fear of what would happen to them if they did not respond in kind. So then in such case it's Mutter. Or Tosis suggests even that they were Gerim. It would seem that Tosis' first pshat is very Mukhrach, considering other things that we know that happened between the Jews and the Roman authorities. So they were stuck, and this would not be a requirement of Yoharik Val Yavar. Similarly, one could add, the case of a goy that's Osek B'Torah doesn't mean we taught him, but rather a goy who's Osek B'Torah is still a Baal Madrega, but that would require also a little bit more Yun. Following up on the theme that we were forced is very important in terms of the Yamshel Shlomo's classic observation on our Gemara. The Yamshel Shlomo says, why did the Chacham just simply lie to them and teach them that the halacha is different than it really was in terms of Yisrael Shor killing an Akum and an Akum killing Yisrael? And that leads the Yamshel Shlomo to an important chidush, and that is that it would be something akin to Yehareg Val Yavar for an individual to allow himself to knowingly be Mezayif Torah. In other words, Torah itself, the emes of Torah, needs to be taught. We can't be embarrassed by it, even if the repercussions are going to be negative, even if, God forbid, we would be punished terribly by its result. I heard from Shechter Shlita that the pshat behind the Yamshel Shlomo is that Torah is the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the name of Hashem, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokeinu, that all of Torah is the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the essence of God. The Nevesh Chaim describes, Ano Nafshi Kasvi Yovis. I've given you my Nefesh in my word of Torah. And therefore, a Ziyuf HaTorah is a Ziyuf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that the Yamshel Shlomo is Mechadesh, that the result would be a Chiyuv Misa. Let's continue on. The Gemara Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shichva La Barta. Shmuel Bar Yehuda had a daughter who was sick, Amar, and who ultimately had passed away. Amar le Rabbanan l'ula kum nezel nachme. So Rabbanan said to Ula, let's go and be Menachem Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Amar le Ula said to him, my isli gabe nechamta de bavloi de gidufahu. What can I do with these bavloim when they give nechama, ultimately it turns into blasphemy? The Gemara tells us in Brachos that Ula was one of the Talmid Chacham that really grew up in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore, there were certain practices that he was never comfortable with of the Bnei Bavel. And this was one of them, the Amri. Because what do they say in the Chacham? My Afshir Lemevad. What could we have done? They say, what could we have done? Ha'efshir Lemevad Avdi. If we there's mashma that if they would have been able to do something, they would have done it. Which would seem that they are saying that we would not have accepted the gzar din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would have done something against it. And that Ula was uncomfortable with. There's a lot to say on this. It would seem that Chachmei Bavel disagreed, and they would say that our job is to Keilu fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Avram Avinu did. And there's a fascinating discussion of the role of how passive one is supposed to be vis-a-vis Kudsha Brichu. Azul Ula Chudei Gabe. So instead, Ula was uncomfortable going with them, so he went himself. Amar Lei, he quoted from a pasuk in Dvarim, Vayomer Hashem Eli, Al Totzer Esmoye, Val Tiskor Bam Melchama. Don't war with Mayim. Mayav. V'chimalo Al Daiteh Shal Moshe Lassim Melchama Shlo Bishus. Did Moshe really think to do with Melchama without consulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything Moshe Rabbeinu did, he consulted first with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Urim V'tumim. El Noisa Moshe Kavachomer Ba'atzma. Moshe had made a logical Kavachomer. When it came to Midyanim who didn't come to fight Klal Yisrael directly, but rather they came along with Mayav, Amra Teiretzrasam Midyanim Yikisem Oysam. They were told, Klal Yisrael was given a mitzvah to destroy them. Moavim Atzman. Certainly, the Moavim themselves, Loko Shekain, they started with Klal Yisrael, Rashi explains, with Bilam. They hired Bilam, certainly they should destroy. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on to the top of Lamech Chesem HaBeis, Loi, Kishalsa Al Daitach, Alsa, Al Dati. Not what you thought is what I thought. Shtei Predos Tovas, Yeshli Lahotzimehen. There are two special younglings that I want to take out of Moav, and therefore you shouldn't destroy them. Rus Hamovia, from Moav, and Na'amah Ha'amonis, and from Amon Na'amah. So therefore, even though it would have been logical to destroy Moav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't. Ketivus Gemara, 4 lines, Fetapalam, Chesam Aveiz, Valod Varim, Kal V'chomer. And this observation could teach us a Kal V'chomer. Umam B'shvil Shtei Predos Tovos Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Shtei Umos Gedolos, due to these two younglings, Gozlos are like small chicks, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't destroy an entire evil nation. Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas al Shteimus Kedos L'Chrivan. Bito Shel Rebbe, the daughter of Rav Shmuel, Im Ksheri, if she would be a Ksheri V'ru'i, Lots Vem Adav Retova, Achas Kam L'Kama, he certainly would have spared her, Dahave Chaya, she would have lived. This is a very, very heavy Nichum. And you see what Bali Madrega, the Amoraim were in, that this was said in the first place by Ula to Rav Shmuel, and that wouldn't be hurtful to Rav Shmuel. I don't think in our generation such a Nichum would be, we're not on that Madrega. Am Rabbi Chia Barabba, Am Rabbi Yechon, Eina Kosh Baruch Mekapeach Schar Kolberia, Afilu Schar Sichana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is another important Agadita, doesn't hold back the reward of anybody, even a small, nice conversation. De'ilu b'chira, de'ka'amra Moav, the oldest one of Lot's daughters, who was Mizana with her, called the child Moav, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tatzer es Moav, tiswe melchama, don't do war with them. Melchama hu de'lo, ha angirya avidbu, but you're allowed to make them Avadim. Why? Because at the end of the day, it was a Lashon Pritzus, Rashi explains. The name Moav means from my father. However, Tzeira, the younger one, the Ka'amra, the younger of Lot's daughters, that said, Ben Ami, called the child Ben Ami, I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vikir, Karav, the Mul, B'nei Amon, Al Titzurim, Al Titzkar Bom. You can't do anything to make life difficult for them. Why? As a reward, that klal dafilu anigra lo tavibu, you're not allowed to hurt them in any way. Why? Because their mother was more tsnua with the name, as a reward for the mother. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards even the smallest thing. V'amar b'chia baraba, rabbi mekarcha olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. Always a person should try to go early for a mitzvah. She b'shvil la'ila acha, she kod masa b'chira l'tzi'ira.
the Bechira went first. Even though the name wasn't appropriate, the fact she thought that she was doing the right thing by populating the world, even though it was an Aveira, here you see that there is a reward for a person that sincerely does something, even if it's an Aveira. Kadmasa Arba Doros, for those, or for that action of Kedima, there were four Doros that came into Klal Yisrael, and special Doros. Ovad Yishai V'Dov V'Shlema. V'Latzira Ad Rechavam. But the Tzira came into Klal Yisrael only by Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. D'chsev V'Shem Imo Naomi Naoma Ha'amonis. You also see something else. At the end of the day, from Moab, we get the Malchus Yehuda Mamish, starting with David, etc., etc. Here, the Gemara emphasizes the four Doras. The Gemara now gets back to the halachos of Shor Shel Yisrael, Shor Shel Ovo Kochavim. Particularly now, we're going to discuss the Kusim. The Kusim are described in Sefer Melachim as a people that Melech Ashur had sent from Kusa to dwell in Israel. And the Pasuk in Melachim Beis Yud Zayin says, "Vayishlach Hashem behem as arayos vekusim," that there were arayos with an aleph, referring to lions, and they were intimidated that by the lions, and they converted, and then they were no longer bothered. So now the question in Shas, amongst the Tanoim, is whether Kusim are Geri Emes or Geri Arayos. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shnogach Shor Shel Kusi Potter. Similar to the halacha that we had learned in regards to a Goy, if a Jew Shor Gore is that of a Kusi, he's Potter, but vice versa, Shel Kusi, Shnogach Shor Shel Yisrael, Tam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Mu Mishalim Nezek Sholim. If it's a mu'ah, then it's the same halacha as a goy. And that is, he pays nezek shalim. Tam is a little different. Tam pays chetzi nezek. According to Rabbi Meir, is exactly like a goy. If it's kusi shenog shor shel Yisrael, bein tam bein mu'ah, mishalim nezek shalim. So, what would it seem? Says Gemara, Lameimra desav Rabbi Meir, Kusim Geri Arayasein. This is a discussion in Kedushin Ayin Hei, Yivamis Chavdalad, whether we view Kusim as Geri Emes, true Gerim, or Geri Arayos, that ultimately the lions were the only reason that they converted. So, it would seem that Rabbi Meir treats them exactly like a guy, because there's no difference between the halacha of Ashar Shel Akum and Ashar Shel Kusi. Asks the Gemara Mini, I'll ask you a following question. All of the Ksamim that come from Rekem are Tar. Rabbi Yehuda Miftame Mipnei Shehem Gerim. Now, a Kesem is a garment which seems to have Damnida on it. And if it's Damnida of a Goy, so the halach is Adam Nida of a Goy is not Mitame. That is learned from the Pasuk. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael Isha Kisaz Ria. Rashi explains that Dibra Maskel Meirekim V'yolda Bas Yisrael. She's Mitame B'nida Ubeleida. However, not a Nachris. So therefore, the halach is that it would be Tar. Now Rashi gets involved in a little bit of a detail in Hilchos Nida, where Rashi explains that even Ksamim are midrabanan for a Yisraelis. The way Rashi describes Ksamim over here, even though there are many opinions in Nida, in the Gemara and in the Rishonim, is Rashi says it needs to be something that she finds on her goof, and not something that she finds on a beged. So Rashi explains it works like this. Even though midrabanan, there were gozer on the dam of a goy as an Isur Durabbanan. But a kesem is, if you will, a double Durabbanan. And therefore, Chazal never made the gzera. Back into our Gemara, what's clear though is we consider the ksamim of those that come from Rekem as being tar according to the Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Yehuda though disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda mitame, Rabbi Yehuda says it's tame. Mipnei Shen Gerim, he considers the women in Rekem as Gerim, Vitoim Mibain Hanachrim. Tahorin, Mibain Yisrael, Umibain Hakusim. What happens if it was one of these individuals who were mixed up amongst, it depends where they were found. If they're amongst Gentiles, then they're tar. And here's a critical line. Mibein Yisrael, mibein Akusim, Rabbi Meir mitame. Rabbi Meir says that they're tame because we treat them as Jews. Chamitarim, shalom nechshadu. Yisrael al kismayan. That Bnei Yisrael, for a different halacha, we're not afraid that these Kusim and Yisraelim will leave their undergarments around, because they know that it will be metame, and therefore they watch it. So therefore, it's only the goyim that are not careful about these garments. Now, either way, Alma Kasav Rebbe Meir, Kusim Geri Emesheim. It seems that from the halacha, it's quite clear that Rebbe Meir assumes that they're Geri Emes. You're right. Really, all that they were Geri Emes. But the reason why we said that the halacha is that Kusim are different, and they don't have the same tashlumen of nezek like Yisrael, is because we didn't want to get mixed up amongst the kusim, despite the fact that they're Jews. The Gemara in Kedushin on Ayin Hey Amud Beis says that they were choshud in terms of yuchsin, that they had many mamzerim that were amongst them. So on the one hand, the Gemara seems to conclude at this juncture that that kusim are gerei emes. Yet at the same time, we distinguish between the rights of compensation for a Jew and a Kusi, even though they're both Jews, because we want to discourage Kusim from living amongst Jews. We learned that in the case of rape, Mamzeres Nesina and a Kusis are entitled to a knas. Why are they entitled to a knas? If we want to distance them, we should say that we don't want to even give them a knas, so that the kusim and would want to distance themselves from the Jews. Rabbi Abai says different. No, case of rape is different. We want to make the rapist pay, says the Gemara. Then, okay, we don't want the chote to get rewarded, so we want him to pay the knas, but let him give it to Anim and not the kusim. Amar of Mari Mishum Davi Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. No, we want there to be a toiveya, someone who's going to come to demand the money. And hence, even though we don't want the Jews to settle with the kusim, at the same time, when it comes to ones, we want to make sure the rapist gets punished, and therefore he has to pay the kusim. This Beis Hashem concludes today's daf. On our daf, the functioning, the feature halacha, maybe that would be the best word to use to describe it. The featured halacha was the distinction between Ashar Sheh Yisrael Sheh Nogach Sheh Ashar Knani is Potter, in contrast to Ashar Sheh Knani Sheh Nogach Yisrael, which is Chayiv. And we saw that this was something that at first glance bothered the Amoraim, and Lahavdil Alfalfi Avdolos, the senators from Rome. The Amoraim took care of the problem, and the senators of Rome were never taught the truth to the answer to the problem of why it is that there is a distinction between the two. At the end of the day, if the pasuk is only mechayev re'eyu, so then a goy's shor should also not pay. And the answer is that really there isn't a halacha of re'eyu. However, at least in regards to a goy, but rather the Torah here is punishing, Rabbi Avo said, the goyim that they weren't mekayim the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, or that they were mezalzel in the Torah, and therefore the Torah was matir mamona. That was a story of these Romans who had come to learn the Torah. They said they didn't understand this one halacha. The Chacham taught it to them, despite the fact that A, it's usher for a goy to learn Torah, and B, the fact that we were putting our lives in danger. The reason why we taught them Torah is because that's not Yahareg Val Yavar, but Ziyuf HaTorah Kamas Marshal is Yahareg Val Yavar. But thankfully, they were so impressed with the Torah, they nevertheless did not inform on us. Goy who does learn Torah on his own is considered Kekoin Godol, yet he doesn't fall into the category, the Gemara says, of a Mitzuva Va'osa. Godol HaMitzuva Va'osa, Mi Sheena Mitzuva Va'osa.
Everybody gets rewarded. Even someone who's not a mitzvah vosa. Even the smallest thing. We see the reward that was given to the oldest daughter of Lot. The Gemara tells us that she was zocha to have four special generations prior to her sister, who was Ammon. The Gemara also says that on the other hand, there is a maila to Ammon because she didn't use the expression from my father, she was more tsanua, and based on that, you're not allowed to take Ammon to be an Eved, certainly not allowed to go to war against that, but you're not allowed to even take them as Avadim, while Moav, you're not allowed to war with them, but you're allowed to take them as Avadim. Finally, we concluded that there is a machlokus between whether Kusim, who were described in Malachim as converting due to lions, as whether we consider them Geri Emes or not. Our sugya seems to assume that they are Geri Emes, yet nevertheless, what they're entitled to in money is not balanced, and the reason for that is to discourage them to live amongst Jews, because the Gemara in Kedushin says that they were not Miyuchasim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Ches in Maseches Bava Kamma.